Hola a todos y bienvenidos a un nuevo podcast de Telesemana.com. Nuevamente estamos cubriendo en este podcast esta semana el evento del Red Hat Summit que se celebró la semana pasada en Boston, Massachusetts, sobre todo cubriendo el tema del código abierto y donde Red Hat invitó a una serie de verticales. Ayer tuvimos la charla con Sebastián Cao, un poco de alto nivel, intentando explicar qué había pasado en el evento, un poco la situación del código abierto, porque todo el mundo estaba ya asumiendo que código abierto era el camino a seguir, nadie se podía quedar fuera, ni siquiera empresas que en algún punto, mencionaba Sebastián ayer, habían dicho que el código abierto era el cáncer del software, ya están sumadas también y se han rendido a la necesidad de avanzar con el código abierto como metodología para ser competitivas. Así que no hay duda, en este momento ya no hay debate de si código abierto sí, código abierto no, es código abierto sí o sí. Y para ello, hoy hemos invitado a Boris Kuska, que es director de arquitectura de Red Hat en Brasil. Con él vamos a estar hablando ya de temas más específicos del Congreso y de casos de uso específicos que se produjeron allí para que los operadores o ustedes entiendan un poquito mejor en detalle, ya entrando más a lo que sería la parte de que se puede tocar, qué pasó en este congreso. Déjenme cambiar al inglés porque con Boris vamos a estar hablando en inglés porque ni yo hablo portugués ni él habla español. Somos los dos así de simpáticos. Boris, welcome to telesemana.com and thank you for taking the time to be with us today.
Thank you very much and sorry about that I don't speak Spanish. But anyway, let's try in English. I think it will work well.
English is fine. At least we have that one to share. All right, so Boris, you were in Boston last week as well, having fun and enjoying the event. And as I was mentioning in my introduction, with Sebastian yesterday, we discussed more on the high level discussion on the event. But I think you can explain to us some of the use cases that you saw specifically from telcos. Because one of the things that it's funny that we mentioned yesterday, or that I implied myself, is that the telcos are a bit behind in the usage of open source, but I think you're gonna show us quite the contrary with your use cases. Why don't you tell us what you saw from the telcos in that summit?
Yes, actually, yeah, great. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity, actually. So during the Red Hat Summit, there were some keynote speakers that run for everybody, and there were some breakout sessions. And during the breakout sessions, I was able to participate on some of these exposures of use cases. So actually, there were two that take my attention very much was Tata Communications. They already were using OpenStack, but they are now incrementing the open source stack using now OpenShift. We were launching OpenShift 4. We launched OpenShift 4 during Red Hat Summit that integrates really lots of functions that are very focused about being able to like virtualize the NFV. That was something that really is really difficult to achieve, as NFV has lots of very specific needs to be able to run the NFV on a container. Like normally NFV needs to have a more than one network interface. And I saw like Intel that was able to launch the Multus CNI. So Multus CNI, what is a multiple network interface for pods. Pods is a conjunction of containers. So they are able to put several network interfaces. It's hardware based, actually, this Multus CNI. So they were able to show us really a huge improvement in performance in running NFV on containers. So this was something really great about showing that. And we saw like Tata Communications starting using OpenShift, first of all, to implement DevOps, and secondly, to have a platform that will be able to fit NFV over containers. So this is brand new. Everybody was looking how we can run NFV over containers. That's really a big hype on the market about DevOps, how we can develop in a fast pace to reduce time to market. And another case,
Boris, before you jump to the next case study, okay. Because you mentioned containers as a key feature of the future of NFV. Why are containers so important for the operators? Why they need to look into containers when they are developing their NFV infrastructure?
Yes, fantastic point. Actually, through containers, we can access the idea of hybrid cloud. Containers run everywhere. You can run containers on bare metal. You can run containers over virtualization, traditional virtualization. You can run containers on any public cloud. So first of all, is a way that you can isolate the differences of each of these platforms to be able to not lock in with them. One of the points that everybody is afraid on this new wave of cloud computing is really to avoid to be stuck in a specific vendor. So everybody wants to use cloud computing or private cloud, but do not want to be locked with a specific vendor. And containers is really the key feature that we can use it everywhere. And containers also has this ability to have a small footprint. That's important to have the horizontal scalability. So if any services that an operator puts and needs to have more bandwidth or more CPU resources to it, they can just auto-scale to attend this demand. So container is really the key thing that everybody is seeing, not only operators, but also all industries that can short the time to market for new products, and secondly, to not lock in with any vendors. So really, this is the key that everybody wants to see. The point is, when you are running NFV, you are we are focusing also on performance. And this is one thing that containers wasn't prepared in the specific case of networking. So with this project of Intel that I just told you, Mutu CNI is a project, open source project from Intel with Red Hat. They were able now to access directly the NIC, the network interface card, to make a boost of improvement. So, well, briefly, this is the
hype
about containers, to be able really to put very fast new services on the street as soon as possible. And everybody wants to put new services to be ahead of the competition.
Okay, I don't want to put you on the spot, but this week there was the TM Forum event in Nice, in France. And we heard from a panel of operators that one of the reasons operators are taking longer to develop certain NFV functions and moving their networks to the cloud and so on is because traditional vendors on the telecom space are moving really slow. I don't know if you from Red Hat, when you are dealing with different verticals and different companies that have to develop new technologies using open source and virtualization and cloud native applications and so on, if you consider that the traditional telco providers are slow in adopting this, for example, the containers.
You are completely right. This discussion is really happening, and it's true, actually. Everybody is used to develop it in the very traditional way. Focus more on being very stable. So the SLA was the number one thing that we're thinking, but not speed. Speed was something that was never very much focused on the way that it normally developed. Mm. But the market has changed. It's impossible to stay and develop the way that we used to develop now. So that all the traditional developers of telco are seeking partnership with vendors like Red Hat to be able to change the way they develop it to be faster and not the pace that they used to be. So you are completely right. The way that the traditional way of developing is not enough on the market that is running nowadays.
Okay, excellent.
So again, that's why everybody is really seeking about new methodologies and new approaches like DevOps and containers.
Excellent. Very good. All right. So I think Tata was one of the use cases that you had, but I think you were impressed, and I was impressed when you mentioned this to me before we were recording, on another operator offering something that was really, sounded like science fiction.
Yes, actually. Orange from France, they built another operator named X, so it was X by Orange. So actually they work with the Red Hat Consulting and they adopt the Red Hat OpenShift container platform, again, to build a cloud-native platform that enables faster creation and release of new services on top of a multi-cloud infrastructure. What's the point? They don't have no asset at all. No hardware was bought by X. X was using only public cloud providers
like Amazon.
Built this over-the-top operator. That was the first case in the world, actually. So in 9 months, they were able to build from scratch a new operator. And of course, the service provider also embraced DevOps and agile development to deliver these digital services to customers. So was really a lot of people looking for them, because it was the first time that someone in 9 months put an operator and no asset at all was bought. So it was really something to see new on that. It was really fantastic. We had a case 3 months ago in Japan. I think everybody heard about the Hakunin. The Hakunin was more traditional, but they also build a new platform for 5G, but on the current asset. So they built on premise, based on also OpenShift and OpenStack, their infrastructure. But using only public cloud was the first time that we saw. So X by Orange was really an amazing case to study.
Excellent. And I think you had another case also from France, from Optus, that also caught your attention.
This happened actually during the keynote speaker. So on the most important presentations that we saw with the CEOs like Jim Whitehurst, Ginny from IBM, Nadella from Microsoft that participate on the keynote speaker. So there was some demonstration on it. And one take my attention that was Optus. Optus is a startup that were using AI and OpenShift to transcribe and translate voice communication in real time. So we saw a guy talking in French with another guy talking in English, and automatically there was a computer hearing their voice and translating online for the other guy. So on full duplex, so they really was translating from French to English and English from French online in real time. It was really amazing. This is something, of course, the operators would like to put on the top and add this type of services on the service that they could offer for their customers. So we really see a huge advance on different approach on putting services on it. And to finalize, another thing that take my attention was about edge computing. There was lots of edge computing discussions about, and everybody understand that edge computing will be necessary for use cases like IoT, especially self-driving cars, artificial intelligence, artificial reality, virtual reality, robotics, machine learning, things like that. And telco network functions, of course, will need also the edge computing. Edge computing, of course, is not inexpensive. And the idea is really to not put everywhere. The rule of thumb that we use and Red Hat and everywhere actually is centralize where you can and distribute where you must. The idea of edge computing is really to increment like bigger bandwidth, lower latency, and higher resiliency to be able to implement this type of cases, as I said, IoT and especially self-driving cars that everybody's talking about. So this is another subject that I see a lot during our summit there. So edge computing, the case of Optus, Tata Communication, X by Orange, and the project of Intel partnership were some highlights that I would like to talk with you during this podcast.
Very good. And actually, Boris, we were mentioning at the beginning that neither of us spoke the other language, so I didn't speak Portuguese and you didn't speak Spanish. And with the case that you're mentioning, probably we don't have to learn it. Probably, you know, we would be able to discuss without having to learn our different languages.
Yeah, probably. With Optus, we can.
We just can use that service and that's it. Yeah. that's kind of crazy.
You are right.
Yeah. All right, Boris. Well, thank you so much for bringing us this information and these use cases. Probably what people should do is follow up on those, because probably it's interesting to see if they can find more information. I'm definitely going to be looking for those use cases and see what I can publish in Telesemana. But if not, obviously, I just invite everybody to Google these use cases that you mentioned, see if they can find anything, because they sound amazing. And the important thing, I think, to get out of this podcast is that these are services that are being created by operators. And sometimes we are very harsh, at least here in Telesemana, with the operators not being able to innovate. But what you're telling us is that in the Red Hat Summit, you saw innovation, like high-level innovation from the operators. So I think that's very good news for the telecom industry to see that some operators are kind of finding the way to be innovative with what they're doing.
I think the operators are in the right path. They are really reaching now another level of innovation, and they are really searching about the right platforms to do it. And open source, of course, is the right path to go.
Okay, so we are in the right path. Now we need more pace or higher speed.
Exactly.
Excellent. All right, again, Boris, thank you so much. Let me just go back quickly to Spanish so I can say goodbye to our audience. I appreciate you being on the podcast.
Thank you, Rafael.
Ok, dejamos aquí este podcast con Boris. Muy interesante los casos que nos ha mencionado. Ha sido breve, pero muy intenso. Si han escuchado bien cada caso. Y yo les recomiendo, como les decía en inglés, que busquen estos casos, si pueden, en Google o en Internet. Yo los voy a buscar y si podemos hacer algo en Telesemana, publicaremos algo, porque verdaderamente demuestran justamente esto que estaba diciendo Boris, que los operadores están en la dirección correcta para seguir innovando y para empezar a sumarse a toda esta innovación. Que a veces tenemos la sensación en el sector de las telecomunicaciones como que los operadores van un poquito retrasados, y hoy en día estar un poquito retrasados puede ser una gran pérdida. Así que si estamos viendo que en eventos como el de Red Hat los operadores son los que son capaces de dejar un poco boquiabiertos al resto de verticales, creo que estaríamos yendo en la dirección correcta y el sector estaría agarrando esa velocidad que necesita para estar en la era digital y entrar en esta nueva economía, digamos, que se está generando entre todos los verticales. Lo vamos a dejar aquí. Muchas gracias por escucharnos y hasta el próximo podcast.